If you've ever tried to buy a Bible in a physical store or an online store, you know there are a crazy amount of options. So where do we start? How do we cut through all these options and find the perfect Bible? Let's talk about it. Hey, Christmas is coming up and you want to buy someone the right Bible, or maybe it's you that needs a new Bible. Where do you start with all the options that you have? Whether you're buying for a child, the pastor of your church, or anyone in between, here's how to find the right one. Now, the first thing that we need to get right is the translation. Now, on your screen right now are the top five best-selling Bible translations right now. But we don't want just the top-selling ones. We want to get more personal than that. So I'm going to walk you through a series of questions that will help you determine the best translation for yourself or the person that you're buying for. Here's the first question. Does the person that you're buying for have a translation preference? If yes, buy that one. People get used to the translation they regularly use, so don't mix it up on them if they're content with what they have. If they don't have a preference, ask the next question. Does their church have a standard translation? If yes, buy that one. Most pastors preach out of the same translation every single week. Therefore, most people would do well to have the translation of the Bible with them that they hear from the sermon every Sunday. When we first started at Antioch Georgetown, the lead pastor, Andy, used the New American Standard Bible and I used the New Living Translation. Not only did we not use the same translation, we actually used translations from two different sides of the translation spectrum. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about what that means in just a second. So we decided to make it easier on everyone by preaching from the Christian Standard Bible, one translation. So now we have tons of people in our church buying Christian Standard Bibles and bringing them on Sundays, and they are loving it. They are loving that there is consistency in the Bible translation. So if the church, the person that you are buying for, uses a particular translation regularly, get that one. If not, ask the next question. Will the person that you'll be buying for going to be using it for deep Bible study or general Bible reading? Now, if they're really into deep Bible study, you'll probably know it because they probably talk about it a lot and share neat insights with you. If that's the case, I'd go with one of the three translations on the left. If the person that you are buying for is primarily using this Bible for general reading, go with the three on the right. On this spectrum, the further you go to the left, the more that translation reflects the original languages word for word. Now, this is good for exact word accuracy, but since the original languages aren't English, the sentences can get a little awkward and weird to read. We'll do a side-by-side comparison in just a second to illustrate exactly what I mean. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, the right, the more translation reflects the original languages thought for thought. In this way of translating, you get a Bible that's much easier to read, but you don't always get a perfect reflection of the individual words in the original languages. Let's do a three-way comparison between the furthest to the left, the NASB, the furthest to the right, the NLT, and the one that I put in the center, the CSB. The NASB, the word-for-word, but a little awkward translation, reads like this. Now, when she and her household had been baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. Now, the CSB, the balance in between the word for word and the thought for thought, reads this way. After she and her household were baptized, she urged us, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. And finally, the NLT, the easiest to read, but not exactly on point for word with the Greek, reads this way. She and her household were baptized, and she asked us to be her guests. "If you agree that I am a true believer in the Lord," she said, "come and stay at my home." And she urged us until we agreed. Okay, so these are all clearly the same verse, and they're conveying the same idea. But do you see one that reads more like how you talk in everyday life? Now, if someone invites you over, would you say, "She prevailed upon us"? Probably not. Would you say, "She persuaded us"? Maybe. Would you say, "We agreed"? Probably. For me, the tail end of this verse illustrates the differences in the translations very clearly. You see that the first two are pretty close in structure, but the CSB is much easier. The NLT is much freer to move things around and make things sound normal in English. I use all three of these translations regularly. I read daily from the NLT. I preach from the CSB, and I do deep study with the NASB. All three translations are great, but they also have different uses. Purchase the translation that most fits with what you or the person that you're buying for will do with it. For everyday reading, I highly recommend the NLT. Also, if the person that you are buying for is young or has a low reading level, the NLT is the best way to go because it's so easy to understand. Okay, so now that you've selected your translation, what do we do? We're done, right? Not so fast. Picking the translation is only the first step. But don't be intimidated though, the translation step is by far the hardest step. Before we continue, let me give you a short illustration that I think will help you. Think about buying a car. What we did by picking the translation is we picked out the model of car that we're going to buy. But like when buying a car, there are other things that you can add within that choice. Various options, add-ons, and bells and whistles. So using this car illustration, let's talk trim packages. When you buy a new car, you can get the base model or you can upgrade to various trim levels to get extra features. When buying a Bible, the base model is just the plain Bible. It's the text and nothing else. Many people use Bibles just like this and there's no shame in that. But there are things that you can add that a lot of people love to have and would hate to give up. The first upgrade that you can get is a study Bible. Study Bibles have notes about the verses on that page at the bottom. The name for these notes is commentary. This is a good thing for helping you study, hence the name Study Bible. The second upgrade is a Life Application Bible. Life Application Bibles also have notes at the bottom, but they are less about explaining the text of the Bible and more about helping you live out the text of the Bible, you know, applying it to your life. The third major type is a journaling Bible. These Bibles have extra wide margins on the side so that you can take plenty of notes on your own as you read the text. Typically, you don't see more than one type in a single Bible because that would make the Bible, an already large book, a very, very, very large book. So in summary, you have four trim levels: plain, study, life application, and journaling. Now, as we continue to move down this list, not all of these choices are between four different things. Some are just, do you want this or not? Kind of like when you're buying a car, do you want the upgraded floor mats? Do you want the towing package? It's all optional stuff. You just have to decide if you want it. So here's the first thing, text size. Do you want regular text size, which honestly is pretty small in Bibles, or do you want large print? Now, this is not just for grandmas. I unashamedly use large print in my daily reading Bible because there's no need to squint. So you get to pick. Do you want large print? Do you want regular print? If you want large print, just make sure that you enter that text into the search field. The next add-on is red letter. Red letter Bibles simply print the words of Jesus in red letters instead of black. To me, this isn't really a big deal, but a lot of people really like it. Up next is the actual size of the Bible. Now, there are roughly four sizes of Bibles: extra large, large, small, and extra small. Study Bibles, Life Application Bibles, and Journaling Bibles are typically extra large because they have a lot of things that they are adding, which makes the volume of the Bible bigger. Most Bibles, however, are shaped like this. They're smaller than the extra large, but they're just as thick. The small Bible is often called a thin line Bible. Now, this means that the footprint of the Bible is larger, but it's very thin. Generally, these lay flatter, so that's really nice. And lastly, the extra small Bibles are called compact Bibles. They're great for backpacks and they're generally the cheapest. They also have microscopic text. I personally avoid these because what's the point of having a Bible if reading it means you have to squint your eyes and you hate every second of it? So are they really doing you any good? Okay, here's the last thing, covers. Like all books, the Bible comes in paperback and hardback, but it also comes in a cover that is somewhere in between these two. I do not recommend getting a paperback Bible. Those are generally meant to be inexpensive purchases for churches who are wanting to buy Bibles for people that don't already have a Bible. Hardbacks, while they're great, and I own a lot of them, they're not very popular because people generally like to have fancier covers on their Bibles. But my daily reader is a hardback, and I really like it for using at home. It goes on bookshelves great. As far as leather and faux leather covers, you can spend as much or as little money as you want on them. I recommend getting a color and a design that you like because who doesn't like carrying around a pretty book? That's it. You're gonna pick a translation. See if you want just a plain Bible or one with helpful notes. Pick your preferred text size, red letter or not, size preference, and then cover. If you work your way down this list, you can pick out the best Bible for anyone. And if you have a Bible you already like, let me know in the comments below. Not just the translation, but all the various things that we talked about. Let's get the conversation going below. This could be fun. I'm pretty excited to see what you guys love. And as you're typing the comments below, I do want to mention three other Bible types that don't really fit into the neat list that we worked through in the video. The first is a chronological Bible. Chronological Bibles arrange the Bible as it unfolded in history. It's not organized by individual book. For more on why the Bible isn't in chronological order, check out these two videos. They will be linked in the description below. I've been reading from a chronological NLT for years now, and I really, really like it. The second is a parallel Bible. Parallel Bibles are actually two or more translations in one Bible so that you can compare them. And finally, there's the Rainbow Bible. I've always wanted these, and in preparation for this video, I actually bought one last week. This is where the Bible color codes various themes in the scripture, like faith, family, prophecy, etc., all for quick reference. Pretty neat. Like I've said before, the best translation of the Bible and the best Bible package, if you will, is the one that you read. To make things easy, I've made a quick reference for you in the description. And don't forget to let me know what Bible you use and you love in the comments below. Hey, I hope you learned something in this video. If you did, would you consider sharing it? The Christmas season is up and you could help someone get a great Bible just by sharing it. And be sure to subscribe so that you can catch the next Bible Tidbits video when it drops on Thursday. Before we go, a word about LifeWord. LifeWord has a huge collection of Christian programming that you can trust, all available for streaming and download. So head over to lifeword.org. to check out the full catalog. Oh, and did I mention that it's not just in English? There are tons of programs in other languages, including Arabic. So head on over and check them all out. There's so much good stuff there. See you next time. Grace and peace.